It's the matchup fans circle when the schedule is released.
Caught! Touchdown!
A meeting with the neighbors from the East and a rivalry which has spanned 54 years. TCF Bank Stadium will be alive on Sunday when the Green Bay Packers travel west to face the Vikings in a key matchup in prime time. They'll be facing their closest rival and an opponent who has shared in plenty of history. The two teams will be meeting for the 110th time in one of the NFL's most intense matchups. Dating back to 1961, when the Vikings entered the NFL, the rivalry has only grown more and more intense with each passing decade and has brought out the best in these two teams.
It's pretty intense, you know. Seems like there isn't a home game for either team. It's always half and half. It's pretty crazy. Teams don't like each other, it seems like, so it's always a fun game to play in.
Not only the close proximity helping build and heighten the rivalry, but the success of both teams in the 60s and 70s quickly made this a marquee matchup. With both teams fighting for supremacy, the games took on extra significance from the beginning.
Back whenever we met the Packers, I mean, the early years, the Packers were really dominant. They were the dominant team. And we could go up against those Packers, and it seemed like we could always get a split with them. You know, the games would be 10-7, 6-3, you know, 14-7. They always were close games. They just were a knock-them-down, drag-them-out type. And I remember, even all the way through my career, the Green Bay game was always a big game. I guess there's so many Green Bay people so close that there's a lot of great fans. But it just seemed like whether we were a dominant team or they were a dominant team, we always had good close games, and it still kind of plays out that way.
They didn't have such a good record against us when we won 10 divisional championships. You think back along those lines, we were the dominant team. And you look at the Super Bowls that they've got in their trophy case, the Super Bowl trophies that they've got in their trophy case, you have to respect them. But you still have to go out and beat them. Every time you play them, you got to go out there with the attitude that we're going to kick their butts.
These games always mean a little more, but this year has a different feel to it. The Vikings have the top spot in the NFC North with a 7-2 record and riding a 5-game winning streak. The Packers are just a game behind at 6-3, which makes Sunday an even bigger meeting for both teams.
You know, you can just kind of feel it around town, especially with the success that the Packers have had recently. A lot of people in town want us to start kind of flipping the momentum. You know, that's what we intend to do.
Being a young guy, I have a sense for the Packer and Viking rivalry. It's one that goes way back, that dates way back, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
The stakes are always high whenever the green and gold come to town, but the matchup on Sunday has fans extra excited. Two of the top records in the NFC squaring off, with the Vikings looking to take control of the NFC North. The game never needs any more buildup, but this weekend has the makings of a classic matchup.
I think that our players will know that this is a big game. I don't think that I'm going to have to pull out any magic wands or anything like that. I think they'll understand. To me, it's all about preparation, how you prepare. Making sure that you focus on one, you know, like I told the team today, one day, one week, one game. That's all we worry about right now, and that's how we're going to attack it going forward.
Similar to how it was in college for me with the University of Florida, you know, when Georgia plays Florida, it's a big rivalry. What you do in that game is really your legacy for that school, and I feel like that's almost the same way here. How you perform in those big-time games against Green Bay, who are your rival, that's going to cement your legacy.
Big rivalry game. As players, it's a rivalry. It's definitely something that we think about and know it's out there, and the fans get really into, and so do we. And for us, it's a game we have to win. You know, we haven't fared that well against our rivals, you know, in the last few years, and something we really focus on this year of winning.